AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Merrick Garland is going to name a special counsel to oversee the investigation of the classified documents taken from former President Donald Trump's estate in Florida, as well as aspects of a separate investigation of the Capitol riot. The announcement comes 3 days after Donald Trump announced he's running for president in 2024. A day after Nancy Pelosi says she's stepping aside as House Democratic leader, the party could make even more history. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
15 years after Pelosi became the House's first female speaker.
Good morning, everyone.
New York's Hakeem Jeffries could make his own history as the first black leader of either party in Congress. Jeffries says he's running for a House Democratic leader after Pelosi said it's time to pass the mantle.
For me, the hour's come for a new generation.
Top deputies Steny Hoyer and Jim Clyburn are also stepping aside, with Catherine Clark and Pete Aguilar moving quickly to replace them after long working with Jeffries as lower-rung leaders and now seeking a smooth transition as Democrats shift to the House minority. Sagar Magani, Washington.
2 feet of snow is on the ground already in parts of Buffalo, New York. Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service says it's just the start.
We're looking at additional 1 to potentially localized 3 feet of additional snowfall through this weekend. So shaping up to be a pretty significant event for Western New York.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of emergency for parts of Western New York. Twitter is continuing to bleed engineers and other workers after its new owner, Elon Musk, gave them a choice, either pledge to hardcore work or resign with severance pay. Hundreds of employees signaled they were leaving ahead of a deadline set by Musk, posting a salute emoji and other symbols familiar to Twitter workers on the company's internal Slack messaging board. This is AP News. Construction of a barbed wire fence along Finland's border with Russia will start early next year.
In October, Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin said there was consensus among lawmakers to build a fence to cover parts of the border with Russia in a project that's estimated to cost nearly $400 million and scheduled to be completed by 2026. It will eventually extend to a maximum of 124 miles. It will be erected mainly in southeastern Finland, where most border traffic to and from Russia takes place. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A large anti-government protest erupted in Iran at the funeral of a child killed in a shooting that his mother blamed on security forces. Protest also erupted in an eastern city, which has seen the deadliest violence since the nationwide demonstrations began. The protest first erupted after the death of a 22-year-old woman who was being held by the country's morality police. Ed Donahue, AP News.